Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Folks, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of SCORE. Ken Yancey is the CEO. He's our guest. Ken, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you very much. Well, music and all, that's over the top a little bit.
We got production value coming out of our ears here, Ken.
I tell you, what a team,
Hey, Ken, happy anniversary. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
And I know so many who are of your – I know a lot of your guys who are out there on Main Street doing a good job. And you've got 50 years behind you. And I'm going to tell you what my bosses used to tell me when I had a job, a rail job, and my wife still tells me today. She says, okay, I know what you've done, but what have you done for me lately? So, and what are you going to do for me tomorrow? So what's the future for SCORE?
Well, you know, the future is very bright, I think. We're counting on the continued importance of small business in our economic environment.
There's no question about that.
Absolutely. People are still starting, and existing business owners are looking for opportunities to grow and become more successful. And as you know, we fit in beautifully in those two scenarios. The one-to-one counseling that's available these days is available for free to anyone that needs it. And we're really working hard, Jim, to create longer-term relationships with our clients. And it's no surprise to find that the longer-term relationship results in greater outcomes and impacts, more
right.
businesses formed, more jobs created, more sales growth, and let's face it, that's why this sector is so critical. So we're focused there. We're working on a lot of new tools and actually some new delivery points. We're beginning to do some counseling via Skype or other similar platforms, which
right.
we're very excited about. And we think that's going to help us get into some areas where we don't have a physical presence and make us even more efficient. Recruiting heavily.
I knew SCORE 20, 25, 30 years ago.
Sure.
And I used to bump into guys, the old name was Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Correct.
And these were managers of plants and different executives. They literally were old school guys, and they helped a lot of people. But we're in new school now. We're not in old school. And I know you guys have really transformed the lineup of your people out there. A lot of the people who are helping are not even retired anymore.
You know, you're right. About
39%
of our new volunteers.
They're younger.
They're
tech savvy.
True.
And so that's one of the things I'm excited about, the future SCORE, Ken.
Well, we are as well. And again, our ability to work in the technology environment, our ability to deploy technology to help us serve is all very good and continuing to grow. We're bringing on about 2,000 new volunteers a year. Those are with current skills, often people that are still actively working. And,
mm-hmm.
Jim, one of our very good recruiting strategies is to recruit from within our client base.
Right.
Over the last 50 years, we've seen 10 million people. I have a database of 4 million small business owners, many of whom have the time, the knowledge, the ability, and the desire to give back in an environment like SCORE.
Well, they feel like the institution or the organization that helped save their bacon, they want to give back and help somebody else. It's not only the way of humans, it's the way of Americans.
And that is exactly why they're such a critical part. And, speaking of the American piece, we've said in the past, and I think it's worthy of repeating, SCORE is what happens at the intersection of two really uniquely American things. One is entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is the desire to give back and to volunteer.
Yep.
And those are uniquely American traits.
You are exactly right. Go ahead.
And that's what SCORE is. It's where those two things intersect, and as a result, we create stronger small businesses, more successful small businesses, more vibrant communities, and a healthier national mm-hmm. economy, and right now that is certainly critical.
We need you guys for right now more than ever, maybe more than ever before. But you are exactly right. And what I like about that little intersection you talked about, no money changes hands there, folks. It's literally, what can I do for you?
Absolutely true, Jim.
Yeah. Ken, congratulations again on 50 great years. Let's do 50 great more, and I know you guys will. I'm proud of what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
We'll do it. Thanks for everything, Jim. We appreciate you.
Come back again real soon. Ken Lianci, folks, with SCORE, that's score.org, O-R-G, check it out. Find a chapter and a volunteer near you. There are hundreds of chapters and thousands of volunteers at SCORE right there on the website, score.org. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.